From doubters to believers, we're going to talk about some Lions fans later this hour.
Did you see the sky is actually falling in Dallas?
Yes. The roof was falling apart.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
You hate to see it. All right, we've got our weekly check-in with the Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. 10 games left. Lions head coach Dan Campbell this morning, setting records left and right after a historic Sunday. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
Is there any way to put what you guys were able to do, offense, defense, special teams, into perspective as to how unique and how special that performance was?
No, it's hard to say. I mean, those, you know, they don't come around often. I mean, those are, you know, it just doesn't happen all the time. But we've been a part of a few of these now, and you know, there again, that's a sign of a good team. You know, when you're on top of the details and you play as hard as we played, we played hard, man. We played violent, physical, relentless football, and we're detailed with it. That's what we're capable of. And it was good. And really, look, I said all three phases. Look, our special teams did their part. They just weren't involved that much.
Right.
Because it was, you know, we didn't have to punt at all. I felt bad for Fox. I know he, you know, he's over there. He wants to punt. He's pissed off. But anyway, it was a good day.
So then as a coach, when you, because there's always stuff to get better at, is it harder to coach after a win like that because everybody feels like they just put a great game out there? How do you keep these guys on the tracks?
No, I mean, our guys have been pretty good, man. We don't shy away from what we know it to be. And, you know, if I've got something on my mind, I'm going to say it. And you just, you know, let's call it what it is, man. You know, you have a game like that, you can't let off the gas. You know, this is the next opponent. It doesn't matter what anybody's record is, where you're at, how you feel, how they feel, where we're going. I mean, you got to lock back in again. And we know what we're capable of. But you got to understand, too, this team is like the Colts. We're getting ready to go play those guys. They're very much in that division race. You know, they're in the playoff race. I think these coaches do a hell of a job over there. I think Coach Steichen and Gus Bradley, I think they're damn good coaches. I got a lot of respect for them. And we've had a lot of crossover tape in the last couple of years. So they're going to be ready to roll. But the important thing is that we improve on our end and we continue to play good ball. And, you know, there again, you want to be playing your best football by the time you hit late December, January. And I feel like we're on our way to doing that. That's important.
It feels like throughout the course of the year that you guys have lost just a number of key pieces, and a lot of them on defense, whether it's been, you know, Derek Barnes, it obviously Hutch, and you found a way to overcome those. Now you lose Anzalone for 6 to 8 weeks. How do you replace his, not necessarily his production, I know that's going to be tough to replace, but his leadership and what he means in the locker room for this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, these aren't easy. You know, this isn't an easy one. You know, losing Alex is, you know, it's hard. And you know, you lose another one over there, and it does make it hard. But at the same token, we do have a pretty relentless group, resilient group. They understand that, you know, this is, guess what? This isn't the last thing that's going to happen to us. There's going to be other things going to pop up. We're going to hit more adversity, but our guys understand that we expect that, and it's our job to overcome it. And so look, Jack has done a heck of a job for us now. Well, he's going to take over the green dot. Well, you know, this is not necessarily anything too new for him. I mean, he's held the green dot before. He's done that when Alex has been hurt. He's played plenty of snaps for us. The defense is very comfortable around him. He's a bell cow for us. He plays lights out every week. He's done that since he was a rookie. He's played relentless ball. So he's going to step in and do a great job. We got Rodrigo back. He's doing well. This is one of the reasons we got Neiman here, Ben Neiman. We got a lot of trust in him. He's played plenty of football. Smart player. You know, and then we got Zeke Turner, who we got back here. He's for special teams, but there's a place for him too. We just signed David Long. We'll see where he's at. So we've got guys here that that we feel like will pick up the slack and we'll move forward. And AG does a great job of game planning and getting our guys prepared for the next opponent.
Dan, can you talk us through the enviable position of being up 5, 6, 7 scores in a football game and the juggling act of when to take guys out? Like Jared Goff up 36 points in the third quarter. What's he doing in the game? What's the thought process there?
Well, you want to win the game. You know, that's number one. What you don't want to do is you get in one of those and you're up and then you decide you're going to let off the gas and let's get the starters out and then they mount a comeback, because it can happen. It can happen. You know, it's funny. I was watching Jacksonville versus Philly 3 weeks before that, and I don't know, it was 23-0, 22-0, and in a matter of 18 seconds, Jacksonville scored 16 points. 18 seconds in the third quarter. And so these things happen, man. And you don't know what's coming down the wire. The odds are low, but man, you got to be careful. You sure as hell don't want to be up like that and end up getting in a dogfight at the end and something bad happens. That's one. Two is you want to make sure that you end on a good note. You know, you're playing good, efficient football. The guys feel good about it. You're in a rhythm. I think it bleeds into the next week, and I think that's important. So we did that. And then the right time is to pull them out there. You know, if you're able to pull them out in the early fourth, great. And we were able to do that. But if you're asking me to pull somebody out in the third quarter, or you're asking me to pull somebody out right before the second quarter, before Anzalone gets hurt, I'm never going to do that, ever.
The rushing attack with both of those guys in the backfield, Gibbs and Montgomery, and it seems like you can insert anybody behind that offensive line and they're able to gain yards. But we had Tarico on when he was doing the Sunday night game for you guys, and he mentioned all of the best teams, there's been a resurgence in the rushing attack, and you guys are calling more runs than you even did last year. What do you think it is about, one, those teams, but also just the resurgence of the running game in the successful teams this year?
Well, I mean, it's always been part of our identity here. I mean, that's been a staple since I got here. We're going to run the football. And so I think that you know, that's what we are. But if you're just looking at what it's been between last year and this year, you know, this is really kind of a new offense. I mean, as far as the pieces that we have, the core's here. But you know, you add a guy like TP, you add Zeitler, so it's not entirely 100% totally similar to what it was last year. So you got to find your own rhythm, your own identity, and it's been good for us. You know, with Dave Montgomery running the way he runs, it's been good for this offensive line, and then the Gibbs coming on like he's been able to, it's really lean that way a little bit. And then we the pass game comes off of that. But it's just, that's one of those years where we feel like it's been good for us. You know, we hang our hat on it. We always will. But look, that doesn't mean that, who knows what happens next year. Hell, it doesn't mean that the back half of the season. We may tilt more to the passing game depending on opponent or where we're at or how we feel. And then, look, it's a copycat league. You know, if people look around and they feel like some of the better teams are running the football a lot more, what makes you want to find a way to run the football and then, you know, use some of those, some of the schemes that other teams are doing, you know? I mean, everybody's looking at each other's stuff and trying to improve it and use it to make your team better.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, Za'Darius Smith, how did he look in his debut in a Lions uniform to you?
Yeah, he did a good job. You know, he did a good job. Stepped in and thought he battled out there. I thought he was, a piece of the puzzle like we talked about. I thought he had a job to do, and I think he did his job. And he'll only get better the more he's around our guys and begins to really understand them and how to play with them and they learn about him. But, you know, for the first time out to come in, I thought he did his job, and I do feel like he elevates those guys around him, just like they'll elevate him.
You've had really good play in the secondary. Brian Branch, I mean, he's been lights out. Kirby Joseph currently leads the NFL in interceptions. And, you know, like the X's and O's and the execution is one thing, but how much of the success in the secondary is just the fact that receivers don't really want to run across the middle against this bunch?
Yeah, that has something to do with it, you know, and that's part of what we are. That's part of our identity. I mean, that's a day one deal there, you know. That's AG. I mean, you have to show that you're willing to hit and that you are a physical bunch in the secondary. And I'll say it again. We've said it all the time. If you want to be known as a physical team, you hit and you tackle on the perimeter. You know, your corners, your DBs. And then on offense, your receivers block and they finish in the run game. That's how you know you got a physical team. That's what we have. So yeah, I think there's enough to where guys know that, you know, they got a decision to make if the ball's coming their way, because our guys are going to hit them. But that's how you play football, man. That's how we play football here. AG said that from day one. It's what I believe in. And Shea and J.O. are doing a great job of carrying that message too and teaching that.
Dan, it looks like you guys are the best team in football, right? Best record, odds to win the Super Bowl, point differential. So I'll ask you, where do you still need to get better?
Well, there's always things to clean up. I mean, there was things in all three units that, you know, like offensively, one of the things that came up here is, how do you improve on scoring every possession?
Right.
There was about three of them we could have scored five plays sooner or four plays sooner, you know? And it worked out in that game, but you know, what if you are playing Green Bay, you're playing Minnesota, you're playing Kansas City, you're playing, but whatever it is, you're in one of these, you know, and you're having to go score for score or whatever is going on, you may not have that luxury to get another reload on it. And so that's what it is. You know, you got to clean those up. And then defensively, we had some things come up where, you know, we weren't where we were supposed to be on a few plays, and it didn't catch up to us, but you know, I'll just bring you. You play Josh Allen, or you play Love, or you play one of these. They're going to find it, and it's going to hurt you. And it won't just be an explosive; it's going to be a touchdown. So, you know, there's always things to clean up. You know, was it good? Yeah. Was it improved? Absolutely. But we still have a little ways to go, and we can get better in all three phases. And that's the job, man. Our guys know that. You should strive to be perfect. You should strive to play a perfect game, knowing you never will. But you're always grasping for it. You're always going to try to find a way to absolutely play the perfect game.
I'm sure you have no idea what's being talked about you outside the building, but I'm also pretty sure that you know what your own guys are saying. And when I would love to know your reaction and your thoughts, your emotions, when you hear guys asked the question, hey, you guys are running up the score. And the response is, well, if you don't want us to run up the score, then play better.
Stop it, right?
Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, come out and play better. So your reaction, your thoughts, your emotions when you hear your guys talking with that much confidence?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know where all that's coming from. But yeah, we're just playing football, and we're doing our style of game the way we play. I mean, hell, we pulled our freaking guys out. I mean, early fourth quarter, you know, we're just playing ball, man. This is what we do. And I'm not playing any different, and we're not playing any different than we have since I got here. And we're an improved team. We're a better team. And we're going to play football the way we believe in football. And that's the bottom line. So we got a confident team. They freaking worked their tails off. I mean, you should have seen how they worked on Thursday and how they work during the week for all these games. I mean, they bust their ass. They believe the way you practice is the way you play. And as long as we keep doing that and we keep trying to improve and clean up our errors, we will be a tough team to beat.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We appreciate the check-in. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
It's 97.1.
Hey, all this month, the YMCA of Metro Detroit wants to say thank you to veterans. All veterans who join one of the 7 area Metro Detroit YMCA locations by November 30th can enjoy their first month free. From state-of-the-art fitness equipment, including e-gym, to group classes, pools, and programs for every age, the Y has something for everyone and for less than $3 a day. Visit YMCADetroit.org to learn more or stop in your nearest Y to show your military documentation to get your first month free as a thank you from the YMCA.
Some reactions to Dan Campbell, our weekly chat with the Lions head coach. We've still got college football playoff rankings to get to at 8:35, and a question about Lions fans from doubters to believers, a topic inspired by you guys on a call we had yesterday. John, a ticket texter, says, damn, struck a nerve asking about running up the score, signed Tony in a truck.
I don't think I struck a nerve. I didn't mean it to come across as running up the score. I had no problem.
No, you didn't ask it in a bad way. I think, you know, he says, I don't know where that's coming from.
Right. Well, I was, you know, obviously bringing up the quotes from, you know, his own defensive backs that said, if you want to stop us, just play better.
Yeah. And I mean, it's Xavier McKinney a couple weeks back said the Lions are trying to embarrass people. Everybody remembers Chris Christie and no class. And Dan knows what that is. He's addressed that.
There's definitely a narrative trying to be written about the Lions out there, though.
What are they doing going for it 4th and 2 when they're up big? Why are they challenging plays in the fourth quarter? And he made it clear, like, this is the way we play and we're going to play that way for 4 quarters.
Well, he used the word relentless.
Yeah.
And relentless is just, that's kneecaps. Okay. That's just coming when you something bad happens, you come right back and you're relentless about it. You forget about it. You move on. I mean, I was looking up the definition of relentless, and there are some people who think it's a negative word.
Really?
That it can be oppressive.
Yeah. Maybe for the opposition. You're trying to win a football game.
Let me say this. I wish Dan would have, he might have been, he kind of said, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's heard this narrative that's out there. It's out there.
Sure.
It's like people are trying to label the team. Where was the talk of running it up when the Eagles came in here and won 44-6 in year one of Dan Campbell?
Right.
You know, so the picking and choosing of things, I think there's people out there that are envious and jealous of the Lions because
I get it.
They've captured the total package or what that texter had earlier, the perfect storm, talent, approach, you know, doing it the right way. You know, we joked last week, it's at one point Cobra Kai came up in their whole no mercy motto.
Yeah.
I really believe that's how they play. People can call that dirty or classless, but it's just like, we're just not going to give you anything. Now, if they try to sweep the leg, that's where it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, the response should be just play better. Like, the Lions had to play better when the Eagles came in year one and put a beating on them. Now they're doing it to other teams, and teams don't like it as much. Too bad. Play better. He said he's not going to pull guys in the third quarter, right? I asked about Goff, and he said, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, it's just not how he's built.
It's just not how they're built. Now, they pulled him early fourth quarter. You know, he even said, we're not going to pull guys in the second quarter when Anzalone got hurt. No one was arguing to pull starters in the first half. The question was just, you're up 36 points. No one's ever come back from down 36 in NFL history. But he answered the question. Third quarter, he's not taking guys out of the game. And we know. And he had that instance now 3 times this season, Cowboys, Titans, and Jaguars.
Yeah, and it's a matter of, hey, we're out there to win the game. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it takes. We're out there to win, but we're also out there to finish. And I thought it was a great point of looking at Jacksonville's history and the recent history of being able to score quickly. And, you know, hey, is that likely to happen the way that Jacksonville was playing with Mac Jones at quarterback? No.
Yeah.
But none of it is out of the realm of possibility.
Let's get to Heather's news. Heather, what's going on?
Well, there is a Grinch on the loose.
Oh,
yes,
no.
But he didn't steal Christmas, but stole some Christmas props from a local ballet company. Yeah, so officials with the Plymouth Canton Ballet Company say somebody stole their trailer that was outside of the dance studio. It contained some really important props for their upcoming show, and it was stolen over the weekend. Witnesses have reported seeing a 2-door white pickup truck along with a small silver sedan in the area at the time of the theft. There is some videos that have been posted to social media that show the theft in process. So officials are kind of hoping that somebody might recognize the people in the video and will call Canton police. And unfortunately, it was just a couple of weeks away before their big holiday performances of the Nutcracker. So they're hoping that they can either get all these props back or they can raise enough money to kind of accumulate some more. But they say either way, the show must go on, and the performances are scheduled December 6th and 7th at Salem High School. So that's a bummer, though. Yeah. Come on. Imagine, like, did you just go for the trailer? or are you just going to dump the, like,
yeah,
they didn't know,
what's the,
like,
reason? Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like porch pirates who steal a package not knowing what's inside of it, and then it's like, oh, sweet, dog food? Like, what do you, like,
yeah, congrats.
Like, what do you,
here's
your
prize.
Just dump it and then take the trailer? Who knows? Yeah. Dan Campbell's little dog is getting lots of attention after his wife, Holly, posted a photo on Instagram on Monday. So the photo showed the two kind of, like, cheersing some Starbucks cups after the big win. That's how she said they were celebrating with some Starbucks. And that was cute and whatnot, but it was the fact that he had the little his little dog sitting on his lap in the car, and people apparently didn't realize that he has not just one little dog. He's got two little dogs. Yeah. He also has a larger dog as well, but people didn't know that, and it's kind of like taking the internet over. One person said, did not have Dan Campbell's purse dog on my bingo card. another one said, dog takes out the ankles, coach takes out the kneecaps. So just the dog's kind of trending.
Yep. Yeah.
And then people were, you know, deep diving into Holly's account and finding out their names are Thelma and Louise, the dogs. So,
great duo name.
Yes, very good, very good. Yes, I remember him talking about that here, I think.
Yeah, he's talked about his dogs
here, and that it was her idea to get them, but I think he has since kind of fallen
warmed
in love with them.
Him,
yes,
yeah.
Without a doubt. When a deputy tried to arrest a Michigan man for violating his probation, the guy tried to hit the deputy with his lawnmower.
Oh.
Yeah, so they showed up at his house, and he was on his lawnmower at the time, refused to get off the lawnmower, and tried to run him over, basically, the deputy. And then the deputy just started chasing him around the lawn, eventually kind of crashed, stopped in a ditch. The guy jumped off and then pulled out a gun, tried to aim it at the officer. Well, the guy was tased, and then instead of shooting at the officer, he ended up shooting himself in the hand. So that all happened. Anyway, now he's facing a ton of charges, including assault with intent to murder, felony firearm, and resisting and obstructing a police officer. So good luck to you, sir. Thousands of Star Wars Christmas ornaments are being recalled over a mold risk. Yeah, so Hallmark just announced that it's recalling 11,000 of these ornaments. They're I don't know who any of these characters are. Cad Bane? That's a character? Okay. Anyway, that's like the ornament of this guy.
Yeah.
And they say the paint on the ornament was not fully dry before it was packaged, and that could result in some mold growing on the ornament. So they're saying, hey, if you have them, take them back to Hallmark, return them for a refund. They say no injuries have been reported at this time, but 16 customers have reported instances of their ornaments having mold on them.
Mm. Moldy ornaments.
Yuck, right? Listen to this. A 28-year-old man from South Korea got arrested at an airport. This was in Peru quite recently after he tried to smuggle 320 tarantulas through security. But he did it by strapping them all to his body.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So 285 of them were like baby tarantulas. They were packaged in plastic tubes, which, okay, that's great. The other 35 were full-grown tarantulas described as the size of a human hand.
Oh, wow.
And he had them all stuffed in bags and then belted to his torso. And he got stopped because they said his stomach looked like very swollen, right? Like something's not right there. And then on top of all those tarantulas, he also had 110 centipedes strapped to his body and nine bullet ants, which are known for having the most painful sting of any insect.
Why?
They believe that he poached them from the Amazon with plans to resell them overseas.
Jeez.
Ah! I see this and I'm like, yeah. Instantly cringing because I hate
bugs are
spiders.
Gross and all that, but you also don't want to be putting these invasive species
in
other
not.
Habitats
or all over your body
or all
right,
over
yeah,
your body.
Yeah, crack a tube.
Heather with
nasty.
The news coming up next. The 12 best teams in college football. It's 97.1.
A little over 2 years ago, I decided to make a change in my life. I wanted to lose some weight, so I contacted Ideal You, partnered up with them, and I couldn't be happier with the results. I'm down 70 pounds from when I started the program, and here's how it's going to go if you decide to go with Ideal You as well. They're going to assign you a weight loss coach. They're going to teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight, and in the first 10 days, I lost 10 pounds. In the first 40, I lost 50. Now, when you're as fat as I was, the first 30 or 40 come off pretty quick. But the results were I was able to keep the weight off. And they want you to achieve your goals. That's why they're going to support you. They want you to keep that weight off. So they're going to continue to support you once you've lost all the weight. If you want to change your life now, go to idealyou.us and schedule your free consultation. You could be 20, 30, or even 40 pounds lighter in just 40 days. IdealU has helped thousands of people. They helped me. I know they can help you as well. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
Do you realize the absurdity? Love having Dan Campbell on. We asked him, where does this team need to be better? And he said, we could score faster. They scored 52 points. Yeah, those drives could have been scored sooner.
Yeah, some of them just took a little bit too long.
The absurdity of how dominant this football team is, and it's why as we sit here today, I don't understand the doubt. I don't understand anybody who hasn't fully bought in at this point. The Lions are the most dominant team in football by just about every single measure, and they're a complete team. They've handled their injuries. They've rallied. The offense is elite. They're blowing people out. When they play good teams on the road, when they don't play their best, they still find ways to win. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. For the first time in the history of the Lions, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. So I don't understand those who doubt this team. I think most people have bought in, but there are still some doubters out there, John.
Well, here's where you lose me in doubting this team. When you lose leadership, there's always ways to cover up deficiencies. And we've seen them do it on the field where you lose Aiden Hutchinson and you don't create as much pressure. You don't get as many sacks. Your quarterbacks are standing back there, all comfortable delivering the ball, but you still find ways to win. You're going to be able to do that at times. Not with everybody, but at times. Where they have really shown their grit, to use their own term, is when you lose Aiden Hutchinson in the locker room. You lose them in the weight room. You lose them at meetings. And now it's the same thing with Alex Anzalone. And yeah, okay, Hutch can be back. He's not going to be back full time because he needs to work on rehab and getting healthy, but he could still be around meetings. He's not going to be out at practice. Same thing with Alex Anzalone. He could still be on sidelines because he can get out of the way and defend himself, but you're not going to have him on the field at practice. You're not going to have him in the weight room. You're not always going to have him in the meeting rooms. Their ability to overcome losing high quality leaders has what has been most remarkable to me.
248-539-9797. What we want from you guys, we want to know, are you still doubting this team and why? If you were a doubter who has since bought in, what was the moment that changed your mind? This is inspired because of a phone call we took yesterday on Lions Victory Monday. It was AC in Detroit. We'll play that again for people who missed it. He is someone who called in, and we went back and forth before the season, and he called us delusional, and I called him a jackass, and we broke bread yesterday on the air. Were you a doubter? Are you a believer? Are you still doubting? And speaking of doubt, John, have you seen the viral clip of Nick Wright, Fox Sports 1?
Yes.
Nick Wrong, the guy who said the Bears were going to win the Super Bowl this year. Here, let's play some of Nick Wrong from yesterday. At one point, he said, you can't win with a civilian at quarterback, referring to Goff as just a guy. You don't have an alien like Mahomes, Allen, or Lamar. So maybe you are still in the doubt camp, in the Nick Wrong camp. 248-539-9797. The lines are open.
Well, here's the thing about Patrick Mahomes. Is he the best quarterback in the league? Yeah. I don't know that you'll debate that. Is he having his best year?
He leads the league in interceptions. How about your civilian in Kansas City?
And he's only got 15 touchdowns compared to 20 for Jared Goff. Everybody needs a supporting cast. Some need it less than others. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
And they got stronger at the trade deadline, but it hasn't made them a better team. The Lions are the best team. They have the most depth. They have the and I don't know enough about Kansas City or Buffalo to talk about their culture or the character in the locker room. All I could talk about is what I know about the Detroit Lions, and you'd be hard pressed to say that anybody else has a better culture, a better chemistry than this team. When you're talking about superstars, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Penei Sewell, Frank Ragnow, Jared Goff. And let's switch to the defense. When you have Terrion Arnold, who's coming in and playing really good as a rookie, Kirby Joseph leads the NFL in interceptions.
Yeah.
Guys that aren't looking for me stats. They're getting them, but they're not asking for them. They're not looking for them. They're not demanding them. This is a team of selfless superstars.
And let's not confuse being a good team for not having stars, because I think they will have like a handful of all pro guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're going to have double-digit pro
Brian
bowlers.
Branch. I mean, like, I didn't even run down the entire list.
Well, they may have two all-pro safeties, and I think Aleem McNeil can be a pro bowler. I don't think he's an all-pro, but he's one of the better at his position. And then offensively, you're right. It's Ragnow. It's Sewell. The running backs together are as dangerous a backfield as there is in the NFL, and St. Brown was an all-pro last year, and he is doing it again this season. No, this is a team. And I would agree that Goff needs more help around him than Patrick Mahomes. Fortunate for Jared Goff, he has more help around him than Patrick Mahomes. So what are we talking about? If Nick Wright wants to do his Mahomes mountain and say he's the best quarterback in football, great. The Lions are the best team, whether he wants to acknowledge it or not. If he wants to tell me Josh Allen's better than Jared Goff, I agree with him. Josh Allen's team isn't better than Jared Goff's team. And you have to score with your entire team. You have to have defense. The Lions are improved on defense. John, I don't know what people need to see at this point, other than seeing the confetti actually fall in New Orleans. And at that point, like, hey, congrats. Now you're going to acknowledge they're good. At some point, you have to open up your eyes and see what's happening in front of you.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times they've hurt you in the past. They are not that team. They continue to prove it. What more do you need to see?
From top down, whether it's owner, general manager, coach, player, I mean, at every level, they are nowhere similar to where this organization was 4 years ago.
248-539-9797. Let's play the AC in Detroit call. This was what inspired the conversation. This call was from yesterday. So which camp are you in? From doubter to believer, or are you still doubting that this team is winning the Super Bowl? It's 97.1.